ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text Number 12. Hiranyakasipu, King of the Demons. Yatra, yatra, dvija, gavo, veda, varnashrama, kriya, tam, tam, janapadam, yata, Sandipayata Vrishchata Yatra Yatra Dujagavo Vedavana Shramakriya Tantam Janaparam Yata Sandipayata Vrishchata Yatra Yatra Dujagavo Vedavana Shramakriya Tantam Janaparam Yata Sandipayata Vrishchata Yatra Yatra Dujagavo Vedavana Shramakriya Tantam Janaparam Yata Sandipayata Vrishchata. Yatra Yatra Dvijagavo Viravana Shramakriya Tam Tam Janapadam Yata Sandipayata Vrishchata. Yatra yatra di jagavo Vedavana shramakriya Tam tam janapadam yata Sandipayata virishchata Yatra yatra di jagavo Vedavana shramakriya Tam tam janaparam dhyata Dipayata vrishchata Yatra yatra dvijagavo Viravana ashramakriya Tam tam janaparam dhyata Sandipayata vrishchata Yatra yatra dvijagavo Viravana shriyakriya Dham dhavatanam tata Sandipayata vrishchata Yatra yatra dvijagavo Viravana shriyakriya Tam tam janapadam yata Sandipayata vrishchata Matajis Yatra yatra Wherever Dvija The Brahmins Gava The protected cows Veda The Vedic Vedic culture. Varnashrama of the Aryan civilization of four varnas and four ashrams. Kriya, the activities. Tam tam, that. Janapadam, to the city or town. Yata, go. Sandipayata, set fire. Vrishchata, cut down all the trees. Translation. Immediately go wherever there is good protection for the cows and Brahmins and wherever the Vedas are studied in terms of the Varnashram principles. Set fire to those places and cut from the roots the trees there which are the source of life. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The picture of a proper human civilization is indirectly described here. In a perfect human civilization, there must be a class of men fully trained as perfect Brahmins. Similarly, there must be a Kshatriya. There must be Kshatriyas to rule the country very nicely according to the injunctions of the Shastras. And there must be Vaishyas who can protect the cows. The word Gava indicates that cows should be given protection. Because the Vedic civilization is lost, cows are not protected, but instead indiscriminately killed in slaughterhouses. Such are the acts of demons. Therefore, this is a demonic civilization. The Varnashram Dharma mentioned here is essential for human civilization. Unless there is a Brahmin to guide, a Kshatriya to rule perfectly, and a perfect Vaishya to produce food and protect the cows, how will people live peacefully? It is impossible. Another point is that trees also should be given protection. During its lifetime, a tree should not be cut for industrial enterprises. In Kali Yuga, trees are indiscriminately and unnecessarily cut for industry, in particular for paper mills that manufacture a profuse quantity of paper for the publication of demoniac propaganda. Nonsensical literature, huge quantities of newspapers, and many other paper products. This is a sign of demonic civilization. The cutting of trees is prohibited unless necessary for the service of Lord Vishnu. Yagnartat kamano nyatra loko yam karma bandana. Work done as a sacrifice for Lord Vishnu must be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. But if the paper mills stop producing paper, one may argue, how can our ISKCON literature be published? The answer is that the paper mills should manufacture paper only for the publication of ISKCON literature, because ISKCON literature is published for the service of Lord Vishnu. This literature clarifies our relationship with Lord Vishnu, and therefore the publication of ISKCON literature is the performance of yajna. Yajnartat karmanonya tra loko yam karma bandana. Yajna must be performed as indicated by the superior authorities. The cutting of trees simply to manufacture paper for the publication of unwanted literature is the greatest sinful act. Yatra yatra jujagavo viravanashrama kriya tam tam janapadam yam sandipayata vrishchata. Immediately go wherever there is good protection for the cows and Brahmins, and wherever the Vedas are studied in terms of the Varnashram principles. Set fire to those places and cut from the roots the trees there, which are the source of life. Om Ajnana Timinandasya Giranjana Silakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance and my spiritual master. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, Hiranyakasipu wants to destroy the Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture means there is a Brahmin who is engaged in Jaga, Dana, Tapa. There is Kshatriya who manages the society, and there are Vaishyas who till the land and protect the cows. The Vedas are to be studied as part of the Varnashram principle. Srila Prabhupada himself said that he wanted to establish this Varnashram. Varnashram doesn't just mean to go and protect the cows. Of course, that's the most important activities. People don't understand. They're thinking, because in this culture, the cows are tortured to get their milk. And the cows are treated ill. But in Varnashram culture, the cow is given all protection and treated like the holy cow, like a holy cow. In India, if you go, the cows are roaming in the streets. It's the holy cow. Because she's giving milk, which provides higher brain tissue. When you first come to Krishna consciousness, come to the evening program or the bhakti house, when we first came, we got hot milk prasadam. And immediately after drinking the hot milk, we can understand Srila Prabhupada's books. Because people are meatheads, literally. Their brains are filled with meat. Their brain tissue is not fine. It is gross. Therefore, even they read Srila Prabhupada's books, they can't understand. Sometimes people look at Srila Prabhupada's books and they can't understand a word. To them, it makes no sense whatsoever. But when we get the finer brain tissue, especially those who came as vegetarians, or got the opportunity to drink the hot milk, prasadam, especially from the cows that are protected by ISKCON devotees in our ISKCON farms, then the brain tissue becomes refined and one can understand completely. It makes complete sense. Sometimes we see people, they even chant or they come to our temple, but because their brain tissue is not refined, somehow or other, they can't understand Srila Prabhupada's books. They don't understand what is the purpose of this human form of life. Why am I here? The greatest question in the beginning of our spiritual life. What is the purpose of this human form of existence? So one who is protecting the cow reading the Vedic literature, studying the Vedic literature, establishing the principles of Varnashram, that person knows why I'm here, why they're suffering, how to get out of the suffering, because they know Krishna. One who knows Krishna knows everything. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada set up this institution of ISKCON so many years ago. Now, I think ISKCON was incorporated in 66, and now it is, 46 years later. And therefore, it's very important for us to maintain Srila Prabhupada's institution without any changes. In the fourth canto, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, It said that one should worship the Lord without alteration, without amendment, and without addition. Sometimes, especially in the West, we like to alter, we like to amend, we like to add. Devotees had changed some pictures without going to Srila Prabhupada in the early days for his books. I think it was for Krishna book. And they didn't ask Srila Prabhupada. They drew new pictures. And Srila Prabhupada was furious. He said, "Your American brain changing everything will ruin everything because you love to change. Therefore, we're so fortunate here in New Dwarka, the Brahmins, Savas Prabhu, Tiri Prabhu, and the other Prabhujis have maintained the standard that was there in the early days, in the 1973, when I came to the temple, is the same now as it was 40 years ago, 39 years ago. This is a very important point. In the West, we try to change everything. Oh, let's make it better. Let's dress the deities. Even myself, I was very bewildered. They let me do deity worship in St. Louis because I was the president. And I was worshiping Gorni Thai. And I put one set of the beads, ornate beads, this way. And one set of beads that way. So one Mataji, she was a saintly Brahmin. She came to me, she said, "Sura Prabhu, why did you put the beads like that instead of straight on?" And I said, "Oh, that's because it's pancho tattva. Like now, only few people laughed. Most people were very upset. Not so funny. We try to change due to our fickle brain. We try to adjust things to our material conception. Pancho tattva in the Pancho Villa, what is it in the, who's from Mexico? Pancho Villa? Pancho Vida. He wore the, what do you call, bullets this way and that way, and he was, so I said it was the Pancho Tattva. So, even in India, one time somebody dressed Krishna in jeans. Isn't it? I don't know which temple, not our ISKCON. Huh? A suit and cell phone. He had to hide because the people were going to hang him. So we're very fortunate. In this temple, the deity worship is going on just like the days when Srila Prabhupada was present. The Sankirtan going on with great vigor, just like when Srila Prabhupada was present. Our morning program, Mangal Arati Guru Puja, Srimad Bhagavatam class, going on exactly like when Srila Prabhupada was present, is very important. Because if we change anything, thinking that we're improving or that we're giving some great gift because we have some gift, and we try to change, alter, amend, and add to Srila Prabhupada's program, then what will be the situation 50 years, 100 years from now? If Savas Prabhu stays alive till he's 110, or at least maybe 90, 95, and maintains the standard, Srila Prabhupada's conservative standard of Krishna consciousness, studying the Vedic literature, going on Sankirtan, distributing prasad, performing the Harinama, living a strict life of austerity and penance, following the regular principles of freedom, speaking Krishna Katha, answering the phone, Hari Bol, all glories of Prabhupada. For 40 years, we hang up the phone and say, okay, Prabhu, all glories of Prabhupada. Answer the phone, Hari Bol, how can I serve you? All glories of Prabhupada. We don't say, Dandavat. We don't make up some newfangled greeting. Dandavat Pranam. Pranams. Pamho. Well, actually, Pamho is bona fide. When you write a letter, the letter must start, please accept my humble obeisances to any devotee. And the second line must be, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. If you're in a hurry, and you're one of those computer guys, PAMHO, AGTSP! Isn't it? This is how we address. I was trying to teach one boy in Boston. He was not part of ISKCON. And I said, when I call you, say Hari Bol and all glories to Prabhupada. And he said, well, I don't really like saying that. And then I realized that I don't really like talking to you. I will talk to you if you say, Hari Bol, accept my obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes these days, unfortunately, we make a call to a far-out place, somewhere in Austin or Houston or somewhere, and I answer the phone, I say, oh, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. And they say, oh, Hari Bol. Someone says, accept my humble obeisances. You say, please accept my humble obeisances. This we didn't make up. Srila Prabhupada taught us this etiquette. And we are very fortunate here in Los Angeles, this has been maintained. Some places maybe not so maintained, hopefully. But here, definitely maintained. No addition, no amendment, no alteration. And only engaged in activities that are meant to glorify Krishna. We don't cut down trees for our sense gratification or for making the literature, the non-devotees, they cut down trees to make the biggest literature is this pornographic literature, isn't it? Biggest selling literature is pornography. They're cutting trees, raping the earth for mental perversion. Who can understand? Therefore, we cut trees, yes, for making Srila Prabhupada's books, Karmano Nyatra, for engaging in Krishna consciousness, for spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then yes, you can cut a tree. The demigods, they were being harassed by the demons. I think it's in this chapter. And they went to Lord Narayan. Please help us, please save us. The demigods are torturing us. The demons are torturing us again, the demigods proclaim. And the response that they got from Lord Narayan was Yada Deveshu Vedeshu, like this verse. Yada Deveshu Vedeshu Goshu Vipreshu Sarushu Dharma Mayi Chavidvesha Sava Asu Vanasyate. Yada Deveshu Vedeshu. When someone is envious of the demigods, the devas, of the Vedic literature, Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Yadadeveshu Vedishu Goshu, of the cows who give milk necessary for our fine brain tissue, Yadadeveshu Vedishu Goshu Vipreshu, of the brahmanas who are engaged in yajna, dana, and tapa, sacrifice, austerity, penance, charity. Thank you. Yajna, dana, tapa. Yadi veshu vedishu goshu vipreshu sadhushu, of the saintly people. Srila Prabhupada, the great saints and acharyas, sadhushu, yadi veshu vedishu goshu vipreshu sadhushu, dharma of real religiosity, Krishna consciousness, of altering people's consciousness to work for God, to work for Krishna. Dharma mayi, and Krishna says, and ultimately Krishna says, me, sava asu banasyati. That person and his civilization shall be destroyed. Yada yada hi dharmasya klanir bhavati bharat. Abhyutanam taratmanam sab. Pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Vanasyati. It's the same as the word Vinashaya. Krishna comes for two purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam. He comes to save the devotees in Krishna consciousness. And Vinashaya chaduskritam. And destroy the demoniac. This is his business. Paritranaya sadhunam Vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstarpanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. This is Krishna's purpose. And so Krishna told the demigods, when there are people who've made their lives like this Aranyakasipu, envious of the demigods, the Vedic literatures, the cows, the Brahmins, real religiosity, the saintly persons, and ultimately me, that person and their civilization shall soon be destroyed. So this is our mission. We are out to destroy the demonic civilization. Not by weapon, Srila Prabhupada said, but by Sankirtan. Prabhupada said they're already dead. Because they have no purpose. My daughter talked to her grandparents. I said, how are they doing on the other side of the family? I haven't spoken with them in many years. They're very old and very rich. And I said, how are your wealthy grandparents doing? Grandfather was so wealthy, he put the kids through college. We called him Grandpa. G-R-A-N-T. Grandpa. He paid for both educations. Very kind. But she said to me the other day, they're very depressed because they have no purpose in life. They don't know what the purpose of life is. in this material world, this demonic civilization doesn't give us a purpose of life. You get your money, you get your big house, you raise your children, you get all your amenities of life, and what's left? Where is that pleasure going to come from next? You're too old to enjoy sense gratification like you used to. I had an uncle. He was young when he told me. He was the first vice president of the Continental Bank of Evanston, Illinois. Powerful man. Big. He said he got his pleasure when people would come to the bank and he'd say, "I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, but we're taking your house away from you." He was vice president, first vice president of repo. He would take away their house, take away their car. They would cry. And he said, that power, that feeling, that's pleasure. That's real pleasure. He was in his 30s, Phil, Uncle Phil. I actually admired him as a little demon. He was very powerful. But Uncle Phil walked with a cane at 35. And he always complained, "My back, my back." 35 years old. I said, "Uncle Phil, why are you in so much pain and agony?" He said, "Your Aunt Judy, because of sense gratification," he was so engaged in sense gratification, he had to walk with three legs, with a cane. He was such a connoisseur of sense gratification, he actually couldn't even walk anymore. It was, to me, unbelievable. I was thinking then, maybe he should control his senses. Maybe you should back off a little bit. Maybe you shouldn't take away so many people's houses. And later in life, he became very depressed and upset. Because, Nativinu Swargagati Vishnu. Because they don't know what's the goal of life. I've gotten all of my amenities. Now what? Now what do I do? Now I'm an old man. Sense gratification doesn't bring me the pleasure it used to. I only eat two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. We went to the grandfather's house some years ago. Seriously, they had two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. Rich, rich people. I think maybe also they had a cup of wine after the toast and tea. Gratification is finished. Oh, the doctor said, "I can't eat certain things." What? "Oh, I can't eat any fat. I can't eat any carbohydrate. I can't eat any phosphate. I can't eat any potassium. And I have to be very careful with protein." And what's left? Two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. Devotees are eating sumptuous prasadam every day, usually living till good age, but sometimes not. But at least they know in their old age or in their ill health, perhaps even, what is the goal of my life? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? The doctor asked me, "Why do you think you have this disease? You're not an old man." I said, "I have no idea." And I got, this is a true story, I think I said, I got a text from Arkansas. And the text was one word. It said, "Lust." This is a true story. It was a few hours after the doctor asked me. And I was like, "Who sent me this? Somebody trying to harass my Krishna consciousness?" So I called it up. It was an African-American fellow. Oh, man, I made the wrong. That must have been a wrong call. I dialed the wrong area code. I was trying to reach someone else. And I was like, no. You reached the right person. Somehow Krishna sent me the answer. Here's the answer to all your problems. It is lust only, which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of the soul. I was shocked. It was as if Krishna himself sent the text message. I didn't know Krishna texted. He had sent this gentleman from Arkansas, who mistakenly so-called sent me the text, to explain, this is the reason why you're suffering. Give up lust, anger, and greed, and engage in 24/7 Krishna consciousness. You'll be happy. So this is the message that we get from the purport and verse today of performing sacrifice. Karmano yagnartat karmano nyatra loko yam karma bandana. Any quick question or discussion about Bhrigupati? I'll repeat it.
Stolen the virtues of not changing anything that Prabhupada gave us. Huh. But, you know, there are a lot of changes in Prabhupada's books, and a lot of people are concerned about that. Can you, and you work for the BBT, can you say something about that?
You have to ask Savas. I'm not the manager of BBT. It's authorized by the GBC.
Okay.
Those were changes. There were mistakes that were made, and there were changes that were adopted and approved. But even some other changes were attempted to be made, and they said no. But there were corrections to some mistakes that were made in the rush for public publishing. For instance, when they used to listen with an earphone, and it would be a young devotee doing what do they call transcription and typing and listening to Srila Prabhupada. And when they heard the words, what was it about the planet of the trees? The Prabhupada was talking about the pit trees, the forefathers. And they heard, they didn't know Sanskrit, it was early days. And so they typed in the planet of the trees, like the planet of the apes. That was a mistake. So there were some mistakes. But don't change anything again. Yes?
The transcripts are there for viewing for those that are very eager to read them. And you'll see that the changes were mostly done with like words missing, and as you just mentioned there.
Grammatical.
So that's mostly what's in the transcripts. Number two is that there was an interesting email that, or it was on Facebook, BBT Facebook, a devotee from Germany. In the early days, the German devotees were translating Prabhupada's books into German. And some of the devotees were complaining that the editors were changing Prabhupada's words. So they became very disturbed and tried to, you know, argue with the editor. So what they did is they took these the version that was edited and the one that was unedited, and they brought it before Srila Prabhupada, and they were complaining about the editor that, you know, why is he doing this? You know, we want your books the way they are. And Prabhupada said, no, the editor has the right to change my mistakes. Prabhupada said, I have made mistakes, and they were correct. The editor was correct in changing those mistakes. And Prabhupada says, I can make mistakes like this. But he said that you cannot, unless you've started a worldwide movement,
right,
such as I have, then you're entitled.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I heard that
you're not.
Day. Yeah, unless you start a worldwide movement, then you can't make any mistakes. All glories to Sri Gauranga.